This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to The Drive. Jay Binkley, Rob Britton, C-Dot, back with you tomorrow. Hey, Rob, do you know what yesterday was? What we celebrated yesterday? It was a big deal.
It was National Beer Day, wasn't it?
Thank you. And it was Beer Eve on Sunday. You say, well, why is it New Beer Eve? Well, Prohibition, right? You got to celebrate having beer again because for 13 years you couldn't. So 1933, we could have beer again. Did you celebrate beer? I know that you just went back on one of your little trips you went on. Did you celebrate Beer Day?
I didn't know it was Beer Day, but I definitely had beers on my trip, and I'm heading out to the K tonight, so I'll probably have a beer or
good,
two. So
good.
I will be celebrating in spirit. I didn't know it was a holiday, so I didn't fully partake.
Well, you were gone for a couple of days. I did see on Facebook, weren't you drinking wine?
I
think there was pictures of you and wine.
There was. I had some wine. I had some whiskey. I had some beers. I was mixing and matching all weekend long.
So just a big, let's go drink weekend.
Little 4-day vacation type vibe. Yeah.
I love it. Love it. Well, it's today Tuesday. Is that the day it is today?
Today's okay. Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. So find a Taco Tuesday, right?
Dollar Dogs at the ballpark tonight.
That's right. Dollar Dogs at the ballpark. Do you like ballpark hot dogs?
Of course.
I do too. Vern, I don't think Vern's had many since the hot dog incident. You aware of what that was?
You've referenced it before. So.
He dropped the hot dog on his slacks and it left an outline with that grease. So he was carrying like, to talk to Ned or something after the game. So he tried to conceal it, but it was a hot dog incident. That's what it will forever be known for at the K. But they have like fancy hot dogs out there now, don't they?
They got a lot of fancy food out there now.
Yeah. The Joe's Kansas City, by the way, the Z-Man, that thing is making it everywhere. MLB Network was talking about it. The Cleveland broadcasters sampled it as well. But that people are diving in to the food in Kansas City. Because you know what? The food in Kansas City does not suck. And this is a great food city. Rob, if I know the Masters is coming up, the Masters dinner. You know, the previous champion gets to pick what they're going to have. Scotty Scheffler won it last year. He's getting like Texas chili on the menu, some sliders. It looks really good. But you're telling me at the Masters, I know you guys are going to talk to Masters going forward because clearly we're actually having a Masters party because it's going to be fun. Club sandwiches, the whole deal, pimento cheese sandwiches, you name it. But wouldn't you have barbecue at your Masters champion dinner? I'm talking burn-ins from one place, beans from another. It'd be like an all-star-a-palooza with Kansas City food for everybody to sample.
So, yeah, but I don't know if you can bring it in. I think you just tell them what you want them to cook, and they cook that food. Like, I don't think Scotty Scheffler's food this weekend is, I want Texas chili from blank.
Well, it should be.
I think he's just telling them, I want Texas chili, and they prepare it the way he likes it. So, yes.
If you're the Masters champion, whatever the hell you want. That's my opinion.
I think they have, like, top-flight chefs over at Augusta, and you're telling them, here's kind of how I want it done.
Well, that's what I would want then. I love the price. By the way, their prices are awesome. There's something about Georgia that is nice price. Even the Falcons, like their menu, they have like discounted menu and all the items you buy. But you get it, it's like $3 for a club sandwich, like $1.50 for menu and cheese. Beers, $5. I think imported beers, like $6. Yeah, you pay a lot to get in. And I know that yesterday people went out for the practice rounds, which I've been there before on that. I can't afford going to the regular thing, but the practice rounds you can go to, but it was suspended for weather. But it'd be an all-star type event. The reason I bring this up, do you remember Ja'Marr Chase when he signed, when the Bengals stupidly gave him and T. Higgins a contract? I have no problem with Ja'Marr Chase getting money. He's the Triple Crown winner. He is a game changer. I've got a problem with them paying T. Higgins as well as Ja'Marr Chase, because with the Trey Hendrickson out there, and I get it, he's still under contract, but he's not happy. I pay that guy. If your defense is that bad, I pay that guy. But I don't know if you remember Ja'Marr Chase saying this at his press conference when he signed that big contract, but when he did, like, I was shocked that I haven't heard more backlash from Cincinnati people.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, the food's not the best. We could work on that, but
chilly,
I'm from New Orleans. I'm not used to the food yet.
So clearly he's from New Orleans. Yes, New Orleans food is good. I actually don't have a problem with Cincinnati food. I actually like Skyline Chili. I know it's an unpopular take and people hate it, but I don't care. I actually like it. But you don't criticize their food. Here's the thing. Do you guys remember? You got to be a certain age, I think, in Kansas City to remember Steve Bono, the former Chiefs quarterback, who famously or infamously said, the worst restaurant in San Francisco is better than the best restaurant in Kansas City. In a small way, I feel like we won the World Series. No, people in Kansas City never forgot that when Bono said that about Kansas City food. I know the chefs and the restaurants didn't forgive that at all. But there's Ja'Marr Chase. There's the stupid media laugh. As soon as he says, ah, ha, 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 you're so funny, Ja'Marr Chase. Ah, our food sucks. Now, if they pay you all that money, you know what you say? I love our chili. I love our food. I love Cincinnati. If they pay you that kind of cash, you know what you say? Yes, yes, this is what I take.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.